Hello.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I got some bad allergies and I just woke up. I'm like, oh my
Oh
God, I have to
no.
do it by one.
You poor thing. Oh
I'm
my gosh.
telling you.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel. It won't take us too long to set this up so that way you can get a little bit more rest. You
Yeah,
got the
it's okay.
emails I sent you.
I got those emails.
Beautiful.
But and this will start running where, Ms. Medina? When, I mean.
So when we get you set up today, I would love to schedule your client interview either today, depending on what you have available.
Oh,
If
that's right.
not,
We need to
no later
speak to
than
that other
tomorrow.
person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the
Can
sooner
we?
we get you through that interview, the faster we're moving. So we could either do it today or tomorrow for the client interview.
Yeah, let's do tomorrow. Let's say, because I don't want to go to the doctor, but unless I wake up ugly in the morning, I'm gonna have to go to the doctor.
Yeah, we can do it like later on in the afternoon if that works for you tomorrow for the client interview.
Yeah,
And
I'm
the
talking
client
about maybe.
interview, it only takes about 30 to 40 minutes. It doesn't take that long, but they do got to go over more in detail with you.
Yeah. How about the same time at one? In case I go to the, I gotta drop off my
Oh yeah.
grandchildren at school, and then
Perfect.
if I have to go to the doctor, so yeah, 1 o'clock tomorrow. I don't pick them
Okay.
up till 2:45, so yeah.
Oh yeah. And you don't have to be in front of the computer when they're doing that. Now,
Oh, good.
so once we start moving, like we start getting things going. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the popular directories. Okay. Those will start generating phone calls for you. Now, 7 to 14 days is when your Facebook ads and the website are live. So they can already view those and those can already start generating phone calls for you. Okay. Now, what I always state, and I'm always going to say this, no matter what, because it's in our terms and conditions, the first page placement on Google with us getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing you to the first page and maintaining you there, I'm always going to tell you 45 to 60 days, even though, Martha, I have seen it many times happen sooner. I'm still going to stick to that timeline because I would rather underpromise and overdeliver. So it doesn't mean
Okay,
tomorrow you're on the first page of Google. Okay? I want to be very clear on that.
how do I go, what do you mean like first place on Google?
Okay. So you know when you go on Google, right, and you do a search, like let's say you're looking for a restaurant near you,
Yes.
right? You know in the search results, you're going to get a map that pops up. It's got these little tiny red dots, right? And then below that map, you're going to see a bunch of businesses listed. You could
That's
either
right.
click to call the business directly, you could click to see the website or even get directions. So that's what we call the local map section. And I'm going to tell you, Martha, that's where 90% of searches will start and stop. No one goes beyond the first page. When they're
Oh,
looking for a business to purchase a service, that's where they're going. Okay? So whether someone's looking for remodeling, if they're looking for roofing or any other services that you offer, because I think you also mentioned to me a while back, you do the kitchen renovations, painting, siding. When they look
yes.
up those services, they're going to find you right away on that first page of Google. They click on your phone number and they are calling you directly. That's how it works.
Yeah, because I would like to go. I don't want to get into roofing that much anymore.
Yes, then we don't need to put roofing. We don't
Yeah,
even
well, I
list
want to
it.
put it, but I want to specialize or be more specific, like remodeling and renovations,
Okay.
siding.
Painting too.
Yes, painting, siding,
Okay.
painting one, siding. I don't know if renovations and remodeling is the same thing.
It's okay because people search for it both ways. So I would put both.
Yeah.
Let me put both.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me go back here and do this because I want to start doing some of your notes right now that
Okay.
we're on the phone. So this way we can start working on those. Okay. So I'm putting remodeling, renovation, bathrooms, kitchens, right?
Yes. Painting.
Painting, siding.
Siding.
Do you do any flooring or anything like that?
Oh my God, yes, we do flooring, sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine. You're fine. Tile work. Okay. Okay, so I got remodeling, renovations, bathrooms, kitchens, painting, siding, flooring, tile work. I'm trying to think what else. What about gutters?
No gutters. No textures.
What kind of?
Drywall.
And what was the other one before drywall?
Drywall, tape.
Tape.
Float, and then / textures.
Okay, got it. Okay.
We do all phases of construction. Concrete work.
Okay, perfect.
Concrete / foundation work.
Awesome. Oh, you guys do a lot.
We do everything, yeah.
I'm going to put all phases of construction or no tanto?
That's what I write on my business card. All phases of construction or all your home improvement needs.
Okay, I'm going to put that too, home improvement, because a lot of people search that way too. Is it just residential or commercial?
Both.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to ask you this question. It is not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you guys licensed and insured or in the process?
In the process. I have been licensed, insured, but mm-hmm. this year I didn't renew it. It was in August. I didn't renew it. I'm kind of like,
okay.
Nobody ever here. I mean, all our time that we've done business here, maybe one person a year asked. So I don't know if it'll be better for you to put, insured. So there's no license, and what we do, you don't need license unless you're electrical or a plumber.
I kind of figured that too. Yeah, no worries. Don't even worry about that. I just like to notate it so this way the team knows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only
yeah.
reason why I notate it. Okay, let me go back here. So, okay, and then. Okay, and I know you have your business Facebook page, so on your Facebook page, what you're going to do, and the technician will walk you through it, you're just going to add us on as managers. Do you have your LLC by chance?
No, LLC.
Okay, I'm just going to put on here, not required. And then, now, when it comes to the areas that we're going to target, I know when we last spoke, if I'm looking back at my notes, because it's been a while. 50 miles, is that good enough for you, the 50-mile radius to cover?
That would be just around here.
We put 60 just because, I mean, I don't know why, but we usually don't.
I could put 50 to 60. You could choose, like, the areas and then kind of be a little bit more specific than that. That's fine, but I'll put up to 60, okay?
Okay. I'm going to the trust to see. I don't have my Facebook login info, but it's in my other phone. And
it's okay, honey. You don't have to do it right now. I have the Facebook page that we're gonna run the Facebook ads. So the technician will walk you through it tomorrow. Don't worry about that right now. Okay. The website that we're gonna build for you. I know you have pictures. Do you already have a business logo, or do you need us to make you one?
I already have one.
Good. Okay, perfect. And then what are your, let me see, when we communicate with you, Martha, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and I guess all the above.
Okay, all three? Okay.
Yeah.
What are your hours of operation? Are you guys like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
It's Monday through Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. What time?
You can put 7 to 7.
Okay. All right. And then what are the forms of payments that you typically take? Like, do you do cash?
Ooh.
Check?
It's just, yes, just those both. I don't do...
you don't do Zelle?
No, that one's going out of business already. That one, I think, is already out. No, I don't do none of that. Just check.
Okay, just cash or check. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Now,
when I
you're gonna,
old school, I'm old school.
It, no, that's okay. That's okay. Some of us still are. I know I am sometimes too. And then,
yeah.
Martha, are you going to be the only one in charge of the account here with us, or do you want me to notate anyone else that's authorized to make changes? Mr. Pena?
Mr. and Mrs. Pena, yes.
Okay, so what's Mr. Pena's first name? I have you down as primary. What's his first name?
Leo Pena.
Leo Pena.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your husband?
Yes.
Aw, what a great team.
Yes.
And I'm putting him as the owner as well.
That's
awesome. Okay. Now, Martha, I'm going to verify information with you because I want to make sure that we're listing the business correctly. So the phone number you want clients to contact you on is going to be this number, right? The 361-960-2709. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then let me just notate that there. And then now the business name. Okay. We want to make sure that we list it correctly. So I have the business name as Friendly Roofing and Remodeling. That's how it should read, right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is the, let me see here, what is the billing address for the business? Or
that
not the billing address. I would say it's typically like your home address where you operate from. We call it a home office.
That's where I operate from, my home office. And
what's
and
your address? The address
it's
will be hidden.
Okay, good. 11125.
Uh-huh.
Birdwood Lane.
And that's Corpus Christi, right?
Yes. Texas 78410.
Got it. Okay. I have a lot of family from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in California, but you know what? My mom's side of the family, my grandpa, they came from like Chihuahua and migrated to El Paso, and then they came to Los Angeles, right? My dad's side, my grandmother, she was from San Antonio. So I have a lot of family in San Antonio, and I have family in Austin as well.
Oh, yeah. We love San Antonio.
I had a cousin that moved to Little Elm. I love Tex-Mex.
Me
Little
too.
Joey La Familia is one of my favorites.
Oh, God. So is mine. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. I have a friend that just moved into the neighborhood, and she's from Los Angeles.
Really?
And her husband? Yeah, and her husband is from Compton.
No way. Yeah, Compton.
Yeah.
Well, Compton's not too far from us. I'm in Orange County near Disneyland, but yeah. That's awesome.
Oh,
yeah, a lot of people from Texas are moving, or not from Texas, but a lot of people from California are moving to Texas now.
she's been out here since, they were like in the early 20s, where they originally live in Louisiana, but he's over here, he builds bridges, so we just got a new bridge built, so he's out here working, so she's been here for 5-6 years.
Wow.
They left California because it was either get out of there or die for her husband.
Oh, man.
Because, I guess, because where he grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
So since he was in his early 20s, I think 20 or 21, he got out of there.
Oh, no.
Because, yeah, I guess they grew up in the bad neighborhood or something.
I don't know.
Wow. She goes, it's the best decision. We miss it. We visit, but we would never go back.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I guess
they did come from the rough.
Yeah, kind of sounds like it. Well, it's good that he got out of there. You know what I mean? It could be a little bit rough.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's not.
But
I'm going to also. Everywhere you go. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we have a past, and even when we move away from that past, it's just still we get, you know.
Yeah. It'll follow you if you got an ugly past. It sure will.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank God they're in a better place now, right?
Yeah.
I'm sending you a text.
Oh,
okay. Well, like I said, we don't need you. We don't need that until, like, probably tomorrow. Okay? And we'll still give you time to give us that access. I'm going to send you a text message right now, Martha.
Okay.
And it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So here, we're going to have a team dedicated to your account. anytime at all that you have an update, a change, a question, you have a concern, you're going to call our customer service number. It's the 877 number that I just sent you, and I want you to save that in your contacts under Local Splash, so this way you never lose our phone number, okay? And in that text that I just sent you, I also included your login for your tracking and reporting system, okay? So your login is always going to be your phone number with no dashes, okay? No dashes, and it's going to have no one before the area code. And then your password, and let me pull it up and I'll read it to you. The password is all lowercase one word, get Yahoo. Did you get the text?
Password is what?
Get Yahoo. GETYAHOO. One word, and it's all lowercase.
Okay, and the phone number is
877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just hit number one. If you want English, it'll give you the prompts. So save that number in your contacts under our company name, Local, L-O-C-A-L, and then the second word is Splash, like a splash of water. S-P-L-A-S-H. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So now let me go here. So you and I are going to go over the billing. So before I even process your payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection because it outlines our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. I'm going to say the amount that you're paying today and the date. I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. So what I call it, Martha, is a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. And I'll tell you when your second payment will be charged, okay, and the amount. I'm also going to state in there, if you need to cancel your services, you can do that at any time. All you have to do is contact us 3 business days before the billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. There is no cancellation fee. We will part as friends, okay?
Okay.
Now, when I'm walking you through this, okay, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and I want you to say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way, I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Martha. And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Friendly Roofing and Remodeling.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Martha Peña, and I am a co-owner of the company.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I am.
To get results as fast as possible, Martha, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we know you can't pick up the call because you're in the middle of something, right? All we ask is for you to respond to us within 24 business hours. Now, I also want you to be aware that you might get a company calling you to try to sell you other type of online products and they're not associated with us. So just be careful because we're never going to call you to ask you for more money As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now, Martha, is I'm going to put a security question on your account to protect it here. And this is how you're going to identify if it's really us calling you or not. Okay? So the security question can either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
Where I was born.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Houston, Texas.
Houston. Okay.
Yes.
So I want you to always get into the habit when we call you to always ask, what's my security question? Because if someone ever hangs up on you when you ask that, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay? If you ask that question and they refuse to answer you, you disconnect the call. Don't even continue the conversation with them. Just hang up. Okay? Because it's not us. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
So what this means, and that's a great question because I always explain it anyways.
Yeah.
So what this means, Martha, we're not saying that you can't do other marketing, okay? What we're asking you is that before you do any other marketing, okay, give us a call and let us know first so that way we can make sure that it's not already a service that we're providing you because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what that means, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, we're aware of things that you've done in the past. They don't interfere with what we're doing, okay? But if you're going to do anything else afterwards, just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll take a look, and if it's not something we're doing, we'll say, hey, go for it. That's not going to interfere with what we're doing. Because, again, we want you to save money, not spend more, okay?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. So going back to that question, and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
As long as it's local, yes, I agree.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 3rd, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Martha, this is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So we're asking you to stick it out 2 months. Now, what that means is that your second payment will automatically be charged on May 3rd, 2025 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, Martha, once that term is completed, the agreement will just automatically renew each month on the third day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that's the number I texted you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you call us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, okay, so that way you don't get charged, and we simply part as friends, okay?
Got it. Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So, Martha, the card that you're going to be using today, is it your name on the card, the business name? Does it have both?
My name.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just Martha Peña or is there like a middle initial?
No, it's just Martha Peña with an H.
With an H?
Yeah.
Where does the H go? Oh, Martha with an H.
Yes. Sorry.
I'm all, where does the H go? No. That's exactly how I spelled your name too, Martha.
Yeah.
Okay. I know sometimes some people spell it M-A-R-T-A, right? Martha.
Yes.
And
yeah.
To me, that's like, that doesn't sound like Martha to me. That sounds like Marta.
You know what? At some point, I don't know how or when it changed, but when I was little, it was M-A-R-T-A.
Really?
And I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know at what point, now that you're mentioning it, I don't know
at what point
all my stuff has an H in it. And I'm like, okay, well then, I must have been
so
a Bolivia teacher that put it in elementary.
Yeah,
no,
you know, you're going to laugh when I tell you this. My mom and I were just talking about this yesterday. She goes, you know what, Mia? If you look at my birth certificate, I don't exist. And I'm like, why? And my mom, because my mom was born at home. My grandma had all her kids at home, right?
I was too. I was a midwife birth.
Yeah.
Me
and
my brother.
So my mom said that her birth certificate, it wasn't even like a real birth certificate. It was a little card. And it shows the address where she was born, right?
Uh-huh.
So my mom, when she was going to get married, she had to get her birth certificate. So she put in to get the actual birth certificate, right?
There's not one.
Well, they created one for her from the card that my grandma had. But do you know, Martha, that my mom's name was supposed to be Emilia? The doctor put Amelia. My mom's middle name was supposed to be Isabel. They put Isabella. My grandma, they put her down that she was Mexican, which she wasn't. She was American, but she was of Spanish descent. She was Española.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my grandpa, he was from Chihuahua, Mexico, and they put it as Chingawa, Mexico. My mom goes, Mija, I don't exist. Yes.
No.
She goes, I don't exist. This is all wrong.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. So at some point, things
funny.
Get changed, and sometimes we don't realize it.
No, it's funny, but it's also dangerous right now. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If it was to be stopped or questioned or whatever, that's mine too. Mine is with an A, and the midwife that delivered my brother and I, she gave us a paper where, you know, the address where we were born, her stamp and all that stuff, but she didn't go do the actual, where she has to go and submit all
the registration.
Yeah, she didn't do none of that. So me and my brother got it when we were like 2 or 3 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
that is crazy.
Delivered a lot of kids. And they said in Houston that she did that to a lot of people. Maybe she, as she got older, she just didn't care. I don't know. But that's what happened to me and my brother. We got our birth certificates when we were like 3, 4 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, wow. I'm like, oh, my God, Mom, why didn't you go to the hospital? I mean, how back in the day, they didn't do that. And
yeah, they didn't do that.
You? I'm
they
like,
did
oh,
it.
My God, poor you. Well, thank God I wasn't stuck or God knows
oh,
what.
Yeah. My grandma had 8 kids, and only the youngest one was born at the hospital. All 7 were at home.
And you see, my mom had 11. And
oh, my gosh.
The first ones that she had died. I'm like, well, I'm sure they would have been saved if you would have freaking had them in the hospital.
Yeah, no kidding. They could have done more for you, right?
Yeah. And
it's just
like,
back then,
Mom,
they just didn't go to the hospital. They didn't. They would have them at home. Imagine. Por eso decía my grandma that a woman, when she's giving birth, she has 1 foot in the grave. I'm all, yeah, no kidding, especially if you're having them at home.
Yeah.
You know, that's
kind of scary. If my father knew the pain, you too, why did you listen to my dad?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, that's the way everybody did it back then. I said, well, like you say, if your friend's going to jump off the bridge, you're going to jump too. I guess you jump too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
you know what? You are totally right. Ay, 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 esta gente, huh? Martha, the card,
no more.
Is it the same? I couldn't do it. That's for sure. Is it the same billing address for the card that you're using? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Okay. It's 4694-6720-0063. 9335.
Expiration month and year?
Excuse me, 0427.
Okay. And what's the CVV code on the back?
095.
Okay. I'm just going to start updating the package, and then I'll process the payment, and you're going to start receiving a series of emails and text messages. One of them is going to be the receipt, and there's another one that I'm going to want you to open up. So I'm going to go over both of them with you. I'm putting your appointment, too, for tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll be calling you between 1 and 2 o'clock. It's going to be closer to 1 o'clock when we call you. And we're going to call you from an 877 number. That's why I want to make sure you save the number in your contacts so that way you know it's us calling, right?
Oh, okay.
Now, I will send you a reminder an hour before the interview, just in case if you forget, just to remind you that we're going to be calling you within the next hour, right?
Okay.
Martha, if for some reason we call you and let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, right, or you need to reschedule, okay, just pick up the phone and just say, hey, can you guys call me back at this time or, you know, can you give me 5 more minutes or I need to reschedule. Just make sure you pick up that call because this appointment's important and I really, the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving to, okay?
Yes.
You don't need
to
be in front of a computer during the client interview, but basically what you can expect is that they'll go over the notes you and I went over because they want to make sure I listed everything correctly. They're going to talk to you about the website, your Facebook ads. I mean, they're going to go over more in detail, okay?
Okay.
If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician.
All right.
Okay. I like doing that, so I'm going to really do my best to make sure that I'm available to do the introduction. But I will tell you this, if I'm not available, they will not wait for me because they want to get you taken care of. So they'll proceed without me. Okay. Now, let me do this. You should be getting a series of messages. So there's going to be two of them, one specifically that I need you to find that'll say initial invoice. And it'll say, welcome or thank you, Martha, for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. We sent it to your email and in a text message.
Okay.
So give it a couple of seconds and it should be coming through. Yeah, it looks like it's sending it. In the meantime, let me get your client interview set up for you. Now, on one of these emails that you're going to get to, we send you a list of pictures that we need. And these pictures that we're asking you for on this list are not pictures that are going to post online. These are going to be pictures for us to get you verified through Google faster. Okay? So basically, we need you to send us like pictures of the work tools or the work equipment that your husband uses, right, that you guys use to work. Send us a picture of the work vehicle. Even if it's a personal vehicle you guys use, it doesn't have to have, like, you know, banners or anything on it. In other words, okay? Do you guys have business cards that you hand out, Martha?
I do.
Beautiful. Send us a picture of the business card. Now, they ask for the license and insurance. It's not a requirement. And you don't have that right now, so don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
If you do invoicing, send us a picture of an invoice, but not with your client's information on it, like a blank one. When it says workspace, it's like if you store your items, like your tools, in the corner in the garage, send us a picture of that, okay? On that list, what you're going to do is send us pictures of what you do have, and what you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can.
And the pictures, those are for what?
Those are that's what we're going to tell Google to verify that you're a legitimate business. So that way they'll allow us to create the Google business profile. Okay?
Got it.
Google's almost 100%, and I hate to say this, right, because I know a lot of us are still old school, including myself. They're almost 100% digital. So they like doing everything online. So that's where we come in to help you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there should be, if you look at your text messages or your emails, you should have received the one that says initial invoice. So I don't know if you want to read off the text messages to me or if you want to read off the emails, and I'll tell you which one to open.
I just opened one, and it says invitation, Google, my phone
That's the one for your client interview tomorrow. Perfect. So it's not that one. It would be the one that probably came before it.
Before that one. Okay. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Please note this is a
recurring charge. Uh-huh. Based upon the term, so meaning that every third of the month, it will automatically charge, right?
So I click that?
Click where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Click on that one.
Got it. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Martha, it opens up a page that's asking you, or that says at the very, very top, local splash terms of experience. Are you on that page?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. If you look towards the middle on the left-hand side, there should be where it says mobile phone.
Yes.
And there should be in the box next to it or underneath of it your phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see there's three empty boxes underneath? The first one says, I agree to receive text messages to my phone. SMS is text messages. You're going to click in that box because you're agreeing for us to send you text messages.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next box says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that my information is accurate, true and accurate, or true and correct, it says. I always forget what it says on that part. So what you're saying basically when you click in that box, that it's your name on the card that you gave us for the payment.
Okay.
Okay. The next box, perfect. Now the next box is going to say, I acknowledge that this is an automatic payment reoccurring. So meaning that you're aware that on the third, it's going to automatically charge. But remember, Martha, this is why it's very important. And I tell you, if you have to pause it or cancel it for any reason, just make sure you call three business days before the third, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that way you don't get charged on the third, all right? So click in that box. Now, if you're looking at this from your phone, sometimes it cuts it off. You might have to turn your phone horizontal. But do you see where the, like, orange reddish arrow is? And it says sign? Okay. There's a box next to it. You're going to click inside that box, and you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Just Martha space Benya. Make sure it doesn't have the N yet over the N because the system doesn't recognize it. So it doesn't recognize the symbols.
I turned it sideways, and it's not doing nothing, and it's not letting me.
Scroll down. Did it let you do it when you had it vertical?
Did you want me to press that feedback? No.
Okay, go back to how it was when you had the phone the right way.
Yes.
Not sideways, the other way. Were you able to see it there?
No. It just has, okay, that popped up, and then on the top it says, there it is, it says, click here. Okay, and that says creation of a keyboard. Keyword research, category selection, profile photo, Google Business Profile Access. That's behind what
keep,
I just clicked in the green.
Keep scrolling down, Miha. Keep scrolling down to where you find the arrow. It should be at the very bottom. The arrow is like an orange, reddish arrow that says sign.
Okay. No, it just says cancellation and refund.
Okay.
And the part where my phone number's at and where I checked up the arrows, that one don't move.
Okay. Do me a favor. Go back. Hit the back arrow. We're going to start it over.
Hit the back. Okay, go back.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And now click on where it says click here.
Or is it this one that says access your dashboard?
No, not that one, Miha.
Okay. Just please click to accept the subscription and terms.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, done.
Okay. Now go to where the phone number is, mobile phone.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to click
that?
On the, see where the mobile phone is, where it says your mobile phone? Okay, the three boxes below, click in the three boxes.
Done.
Okay. Find where the arrow is at the very, very bottom.
You see, I'm trying to scroll up, and it does
and it won't let you.
The only
and
thing
even
that's
when
going
you do
up is that page
shoot,
behind
right?
it.
Okay. Are you, like, scrolling up from the bottom, like the bottom of the page up? Because sometimes you have to do it like that. Okay. And you try to turn it sideways también, right, and it wasn't letting you?
And it's not letting me.
Okay. It could be because of your phone. When are you able to look at it from the desktop or from a laptop?
Because
you'll probably have to do it from that.
Yeah. Let me I'm still wondering, where's my other phone?
Oh, no, right? You're going to have to call it.
Yeah, but I'm going to wait. So let me go with my phone in the office. Did I mention I hate computers?
Oh, you know what? My mom's the same way. My mom is the same way. My granddaughter helps my mom on the iPad, and it's so funny because my mom's just learning how to do, like, the emojis on the phone. You know, my mom had a flip phone, right? She never, ever, ever wanted the smartphone. Oh, my gosh, Martha. So her phone, it was like, Mom, Verizon doesn't have flip phones. Everything's smartphones now. I don't want a smartphone. I don't want those phones. And I'm like, Mom, you don't have a choice. Your phone just, like, totally died on you. So my sister gave my mom her older iPhone, and my sister got the upgrade, right? So it wouldn't be so complicada for her, you know? Oh, my gosh. Martha, my mom, there was times where my mom was crying hysterically. She was so mad. I don't even want this phone. And I'm like, Mom, just be patient. We'll help you. And my brother sat there with my mom and was showing her, like, the simple stuff. Like, this is how you make a call. This is how you answer the call. Y a veces, I'm on the phone with my mom, and she's like, ay, mija, I got to call you back. My alarm's going off for me to take my pill, and I don't know how to turn off the alarm, and that's all I hear in our conversation.
So
I'm like, okay, Bob. And then I go, well, just call me later. She goes, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's okay. But it's so funny because my granddaughter will say, Nana, give me your phone, and I'll do it, because my mom will tell her, mija, send this picture to your grandma. So my granddaughter gets the phone from her, and she's like, she'll type, Grandma, this is from Nana. And I just start laughing because sometimes she's like, Amelia, because they named her after my mom. And my mom will tell her, Amelia, come over here and help Nana with this. I don't know what I'm doing.
poor girl.
Right?
Okay, so I'm clicked in. Okay. Is it invitation?
Not that one, Miha. The other one before it. It would have came before it. It'll say initial invoice.
Oh, there it is.
You got it?
Tell your mom, I had a client that I had to do the same thing with you, Mom. Don't feel bad.
Okay, no, that's okay. I don't mind.
Click
here to accept the subscription terms, and then go to where the phone number's at. And remember, you're going to click in the three boxes underneath.
I clicked it.
Okay, and then you see the arrow at the very bottom?
There it is. You see, it's on the computer. It's on the laptop, but it's not on my phone.
Yeah, if for some reason sometimes, yeah, so where it says signed, you know the box next to it, click inside the box and then type your name, just Martha, space, and then Peña.
Martha, space, got it.
And then do you see where it says next to it, confirm signature, right after the date?
Yes.
Click on that. And it should open up a page, Martha, that's asking you to put a username and password, right? Perfect.
Yes.
I wanted you to see this. So this is where you go in and you track your results with us, okay? So remember, you have the username as your phone number with no dashes, just your puro phone number, 361-960-2709, okay?
And I put that on her.
Yeah, put it on the username. You'll put your phone number where it says username, right?
2709. Okay.
Yeah. I want you to try it with me while we're on the phone. And then now your password, it's going to be one word, all lowercase letters. Are you ready?
Yes.
Get. So it's like G-E-T.
Oh, that's right.
Yahoo.
Get Google. Oh, Yahoo.
Yahoo. Almost. Get Yahoo.
Get Yahoo.
Got it. And then you'll click in it, and then you just click on submit or log in. You're not going to really see much in there because they're going to be creating everything. So, like, you'll see something at the top that says your Google profile is not verified. You'll see your phone number, your business name, your address. Remember, the address isn't going to show anywhere on Google because they hide it. Okay.
So I press what? Sign in?
Sign in. Yeah.
Just for the heck of it. Okay.
Yeah, just sign in. Uh-huh. No, I want you to try it while we're on the phone.
Okay. Connect your Google Business profile.
Yeah, so see all that? So you don't have to do anything in here, but this is how you log in to track your results, okay? If anyone sends you messages, like they need an estimate where it says local leads, that's where you can see if anyone's left you a message. If they sent you like a message from Facebook or anything like that, you can track it right there. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so in case if you were to miss a call or whatever, like you'll see that there will be messages there. Okay? So that's how you can tell. Total results is like how many times you came up when people were searching for your keywords, right? So everything, we track it. Okay? So the technician's going to be working on all of this, but I'm glad that you were able to get into it. Okay? Now, there's one more I need you to find, and it'll say action photos needed for Google verification.
Just a minute.
Okay. It might have been one of the very last ones.
Oh, the email you sent me?
Yeah. Yeah. And it gives you a list of the different items that we need pictures of. Remember, I was telling you earlier, like, the work tools, the work equipment, the work vehicle, the business card, stuff like that. So you're going to send us, it'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
The application.
It probably would have been after the invite for the client interview.
Dispatch requesting verification. Got it. Okay.
Okay. So we give you that list. Yeah. So you see that there's a list when you open it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what's on that list, some of those items you won't have. Don't worry about it. You only send us the ones that you do have. Okay?
Okay.
And those pictures will not show anywhere online. It's for our back office when we're getting you verified. Okay?
Got it.
All right. So then tomorrow, as a reminder, we're going to call you between 1 and 2, closer to 1 o'clock. Just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. I'll send you a reminder an hour before just to remind you that it's going to happen in the next hour. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. If I'm not available when it's time to call you, they're going to proceed without me. Okay?
Okay, so how do I send these pictures? I just take
So you can email them. You can email them, or you can upload them. You can upload them. Let me send you this, and the technicians will go over it with you as well. Let me grab you the email, the best email for you to send them to. So that way you can actually send them to, I believe it's to support. Let me double check.
It says, to provide us with the required documents, please log into the client dashboard.
Yes. Go to your client dashboard real quick. Do you remember how to log in there? And I'll show you an easy way to upload them.
Well, it says just click here. So.
Yeah, click there.
Okay,
and then you'll put
it.
Your username and password again.
So I'm seeing all my information, location information.
Do you see where it says account settings above it, above the business info? It says account settings. Are you in the part where you put your username and password?
No, I'm already inside advanced reporting. Let me go back.
I think you're in that one. Does it show
profile,
like total results, zero, local leads, zero? Is that what you're looking at?
It just says my profile number, location information,
keyword,
continent.
Okay. Do you see where it says profile number? Underneath of it, it says account settings.
Profile. No, it just says location information, and it has all my info on there.
Okay. Hold on. Go scroll all the way up to the very top. Does it say local splash advanced reporting? On the top left corner?
Local splash advanced reporting, yes.
Okay, click on that. Now, underneath of it, it should say your Google profile is not verified, right?
Let me see here. Allow access to your Google business profile so we can optimize it. And
not
it brought
that
me
one.
Back to that. It brought me back to that where my information is on.
Okay.
Local results, all that.
Okay. So do you see where somewhere where it says account settings? I'm looking for where it says your profile number and then it says account settings above your business info.
Account settings. Allow access. Connect to Google.
Okay. I'm going to tell you where to go. Do you see these three lines on the top right corner?
Three lines, right top corner. No.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute. Let's see. All right. I'm trying to figure out where you're at on that page because...
It says connect to Google, and then it has my profile number. It's that business page info. Oh, it has my profile number, and then it says account settings. You want me to click there?
Click on that one.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Okay. Now it says
now,
log
let
out.
Me see. It's telling you to log out?
It's saying personal information, password, billing, business info, terms and conditions.
You're
going
to go to, I'm going to tell you where to go, business info.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay. Scroll all the way to the very bottom where it says business documents.
Business documents, okay.
Okay. This is where you're going to upload those pictures that I told you of to get you verified. All you have to do is click the plus sign, and then it'll say you just put on there because it'll ask, like, when you click on the plus sign, and I'll show you.
Okay.
When you click on the plus sign, I can't even talk. When you click on the plus sign, it'll say add new document, select document type. Let me know when you see that.
Add new document, and then it says...
Okay. Do you see where it says select document type? On the right, there's like a drop-down arrow. If you click on it...
It just says business registration.
Yeah. See the arrow to the right of it? There's like a down arrow. Click on that.
Okay.
And now it's going to give you the options of the business registration. It's the tools and equipment you use to carry out work, the work vehicle, your business card. Do you see? You can select whichever document you want to upload.
Okay.
Okay. So if it's going to be a picture of your work tools, you're going to click on, highlight the one that says tools and equipment, and it'll select that in that box, and then you just choose the file to upload the picture. Or the technician will probably give you an email to make it easier for you. Okay?
I just think the email would work better for
would
me.
Would work better.
Too much number jumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell the technician, and it's okay, Mia, you did pretty good, though. I'm going to tell the technician to provide you the email better, the best email for you to just email him to make it easier for you. Okay?
Oh, my God. Make them work for their money. Yes. Because
yes.
Oh, my God. I got this far. Lord Jesus. This is the time I wish the computers would go out of service.
I understand. No, listen, my husband and I went to Verizon. We bought new phones. We had to turn in our old phones to get credit for it. Oh, my God, Martha. I had to erase all of our information on the old phones. You're not even going to believe. We get there, and the guy's like, well, you need your password. I said, I don't remember the password. I have it automatically saved. I had to reset my password. My husband couldn't do it. It was a mess. We drove over there for nothing. Well, I was able to turn mine in and erase it. But now we got to go back for his. I'm like, oh, my God, because there's all these different passwords. I'm like, and he tells me, well, don't you know my password? I'm all, no. You wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's not my password. It's your password. He's all, well, I gave it to you. And so we're arguing. And I'm all, Antonio, it's your password. Not mine.
Cool. We're supposed to keep track of everything.
Yeah. And then he's like, well, that's why I gave it to you to save it. I said, oh my God, forget it. I told the guy, never mind. We'll be back. I was like, I cannot believe you.
Yeah. It's like when me and my husband go out of town and stuff, we're going to go rest. But before we get in the car to take off, we already got a divorce like twice because
we
loaded the car and I'm supposed to go get de-stressed and I'm with the one that stresses me out. How am I supposed to rest?
That's what I told him too. I said, you know what? God. I'm not supposed to be stressed out. I'm all, why am I? And he goes, and it's with everything. Do you know where my wallet's at? Well, I don't know. The last time I saw your wallet, you know, I wasn't using your wallet. I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy, I cannot believe him.
No, because I guess we get them used to that because we're so, I don't know, my mom taught me, I'm the oldest, so she taught me to be on everything for everybody. I'm like 30 minutes ahead of the game. I'm like, you know, I'm with my grandkids, with my daughter, my grandkids have a game. Do they got water? They need a blanket. They need a chair. We need an umbrella. We need snacks and we need Gatorades. And my daughter, oh my God, mom, I forgot. Don't worry about it. I got it.
I'm telling you, I'm the same way. Because I was always acostumbrada. Yeah. And I'm the same way. And this way he's like, well, I thought you had it. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this no more. But yeah.
We're supposed to have it. Yep.
Yeah. I know. So Martha, I want to be the first to welcome you. To our local/ family. Thank you so much, Martha, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. So remember tomorrow that we'll be calling you, and I'll send you the reminder an hour before, okay, just in case if you forget, okay?
Highlight that area that I need them to send me where I can
the
send
email.
Them.
Yes. If I get the email sooner, I'll actually text it to you, okay?
Okay.
So that way you can send them. You're welcome. Okay, so we will talk tomorrow. I hope you feel better. Get some rest.
I hope so too. Gracias. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, honey. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.